This is Daily Discipleship with guest hosts Fran and Jill Shaka. Today, sifting through the stepfamily syndrome. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make him known. And now, Fran and Jill Shaka.
Jackie's parents divorced while she was in high school. Her real father was insensitive, cruel, and unfaithful. When the divorce came through, Jackie was as relieved as her mother. They could now start over.
She and her mom became like sisters, I guess. They spent lots of time together, stayed up late to watch movies, eat popcorn, and talk.
When her mom started dating again, Jackie supported her. After all, her mom's new boyfriend was the opposite of her father. Jackie was excited to see her mom joyful again.
When they decided to get married, Jackie shared in that decision. Things had improved so much around the house since this new man had entered their lives that things could only get better, right?
But after the wedding, Jackie slowly began to realize that she and her mom didn't stay up late and laugh and talk anymore. In fact, they spent very little time together. The things that her mom once talked to her about were now personal matters between her mom and him.
The party was over. As she spent more and more time with her own thoughts, Jackie began to see things differently. Now she feels like she's competing for her mom's love, and she actually resents her stepfather's intrusion.
Jackie's story is a common one. How can kids get along with step-parents? Should the natural parent's priority be the child or the spouse? Or should there be a priority? The answers are not simple.
Step-families are nothing new. King David created one when he married Bathsheba. But even though it's an old concept, it's still tough. Give kids time to adjust. They have a new authority figure in their lives, and love and respect take time to grow. So this new instant parent may be hard to accept.
And the new parent needs time to accept the child, too. The step-parent can't replace the real parent, not ever. But he or she can be a good step-parent. Keep on talking about things. Encourage your child to talk with both of you. And share your feelings with them.
The relationship is going to take time to develop. Remember, you're starting over. You can't assume the same level of understanding and trust will appear overnight. Don't push it. But in the meantime, the best thing you can do for your kids is to love your spouse. If you're not happy, your kids will never be. For the Navigators, we're Fran and Jill Shaka.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship